I'm so blessed. It was a great surprise to be nominated by your peers, and all I say is, you know, bloom where you're planted and do a good job.
When you think about looking back at all the things you've done, no wonder you're tired. but how do you encourage other people to be involved, to get involved in their industry, in their community?
It's sometimes a pulling a teeth kind of thing, but I love to push younger people into these things, and the growth that I see in them is great. I know even with our Dairy Promotion Committee and our local Farm Bureau, we have a princess and an ambassador, and to get them even pushed off to do something extra, talking to FFA students, getting young people that you know that have come out of college to be involved, first in their own community, whether it's Farm Bureau or Dairy Promotion or some of those kinds of things, you got to talk personally with them and encourage them.
So what was your inspiration?
I guess I'm a little bit nuts that way.
A little?
I first ran for the Milk Marketing Board because I felt I could represent the families in my area. And luckily I won. But it's been a great journey. The farm background, hands-on person. I've milked cows for longer than you want to know. And I think just my parents always inspired us to do what we wanted to do. And I think that's good. And I felt that I could represent the farm families. And I felt they were important, and they needed a voice. So whether it's through the checkoff, our National Dairy Board, WMMB, or Wisconsin Farm Bureau, I want to represent the people in my area, and I want to talk to them.
Is the image of agriculture, the image of the farmer, better today than it was a generation ago?
Oh, I think so. I think we get more respect. I think people are looking at you as a leader in your community, first of all. I think that most of the farmers give back many ways to their community. Some step up to do bigger things on the state and national level, and sometimes it's hard for people to get away. But even if you contact legislators on the phone or whatever that, or in person when they have listening sessions, or you go to Washington, I was there last week, it's all important. We've got some issues on the horizon like OTIS that have to be addressed, and if we don't speak up, we're going to be living with some of these tough regulations for a long time.
But that's a real challenge in Washington, especially because it is a declining amount of the population, and they're there by popular vote.
I hear you, but I've found that if you keep knocking on the door as a group and bring a number of dairy farmers or farmers from Wisconsin, and they will listen, and they do get it. So, and even if you can't talk to them, talk to the aides, because the aides do a lot of work, and a lot of those aides are around even after there's changes in leadership. So if they know your face and they know what you're going to be talking about, they understand. So I think that's important. I think as in the checkoff, whether it's WMMB or National Dairy Board, we've got to tell the consumer about the good qualities of dairy. We've got to work with all of our different companies, and whether it's McDonald's or it's a local cheese company, and help them in any which way to promote dairy, to show that dairy is a healthy food, and people love cheese, so we're in a good position here in Wisconsin. But all the information about butter now being okay with everybody, and we knew it was okay, and we've got some great research on that fact, I think that's a plus, you know? I had one little kid said the other day, butter's bad for you. And I said, no, it isn't. And you better know that.
Butter, eggs, and bacon are all good now.
Yeah, no kidding. You know how they killed eggs for years? Well, guess what? A lot of those, our generations before us, they ate all those things and they lived to be a happy old life. So
that had to seem like an uphill battle. I mean, in your time with the Milk Marketing Board, with DMI, when you're fighting the health industry.
Yes, you know, it's been, and the problem too is, and we try to work with all the different levels of healthcare, but a lot of those doctors and nurses did not have a lot of nutrition experience or training. And so through the National Dairy Council, we've made inroads too with that, and with our own Wisconsin Dairy Council, we work with a myriad of people. So education is a key component, and we have to keep doing it.
One of the big challenges in agriculture in general is, are we going to have the manpower to need to fill the jobs that we're going to have in the coming years. How do we inspire people from outside the industry to get into agri?
That's a good challenge. I know even over the years we've had kids that were non-ag on our farm. Not all of them went into agriculture, but they went in with a better understanding. But I think as through the Chamber of Commerce we have worked with, they have career days, and we bring in the ideas and the help from, like, the Agribusiness Council used to put out these career booklets. There's so much opportunity in agriculture. It's not just milk and cows. There's so many different things that you can do in agriculture, and there's a great need because a lot of that, the turnover is happening in our industries, and we need an influx of young, energetic people to do that. And I think working with schools, FFA groups, and more, we have to continue to do that.
Tell us a bit about the home farm.
Tell us about the home farm. It's about 400 acres. We have 120 registered Holsteins. We do a lot with genetics. Right now we have a heifer that we sold that's living in New Mexico. We have exported around the world, genetics, whether it be embryos or live animals. Over the years, we've had visitors from around the world at our farm. And sometimes those came after Expo. So a lot of these foreign visitors stay around Wisconsin in the area for a while after Expo. So they love to do tours and those kinds of things. Basically a family farm. We're blessed to have Josh Cronnell with us as herdsman. We're very hands-on people, and it's been a good ride.